This is WFYI News Now. It's October 30th. I'm Sarah Neil Estes, and Election Day is next week. It may be a close race this year for the top job of Indianapolis's mayor. To help voters, WFYI invited both candidates to our studios. We asked about public safety, infrastructure, working with state lawmakers, and just in general.
Why run for mayor?
All of those answers and more after these headlines. The Detroit News reports the United Auto Workers Union reached an agreement with General Motors. It now has tentative agreements with all three Detroit automakers. The first UAW deal came last week with Ford, and the second with Stellantis this weekend. Announcing the tentative Stellantis deal, UAW Vice President Rich Boyer said the agreement included a 25% wage increase over the life of the contract, meaning workers could earn top wages of more than $40 an hour.
UAW members at Stellantis will receive more in straight general wages over the next 4.5 years than we have over the last 22 years combined.
Indiana workers broadly supported the strike, though there were no walk-offs in Indiana. Stellantis did lay off hundreds of workers at two of its plants in Kokomo because production stopped at plants in other states. We will have more information on the GM deal today as soon as we can confirm details. They will be on our website. Former Vice President and former Indiana Governor Mike Pence ended his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. Pence struggled to raise money and gain traction with voters. He said in his announcement, "This is not my time." Pence is the first major candidate to leave that race. One person died and nine are injured after a shooting at an Indianapolis house party this weekend. The victims range in age from 16 to 22. The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department says several people were detained, but no arrests were made at the time of this report. Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett issued a statement on the shootings, saying, quote, "There are too many guns in the hands of those who have no business having them." His opponent in this year's mayoral race, Republican candidate Jefferson Shreve, criticized Hogsett in a social media post and said it is time for a change. The candidates have sparred over violence and other issues in the race, and they both joined us in WFYI studios to talk about their positions. We have those full answers on our website. But here for the podcast, WFYI's city government reporter Jill Sheridan and our policy editor Emily Seiberg are here to talk about those conversations. Emily Seiberg starts us off.
Jill, you spoke with both candidates here in our studios last month.
That's right. Both candidates were here on different days to answer questions about the same topics. Now, I asked them about priority issues that have come up during the campaign and through my own reporting.
And you can hear and read much more from those conversations on our website, WFYI.org. Right now, we're going to focus on some of their responses. Your first question was really straightforward. It was, why run for mayor? What did they tell you?
Jefferson Shreve said for him, it was a simple decision to run.
It's a time in the life of my hometown when I'm convinced that we need change, and I aim to bring it.
When Hogsett announced he would run for a third term about a year ago, some people had questions because he had said he only wanted to serve two terms. He says the pandemic changed that.
Had it not been for the pandemic and some of the delays, fortunately, Indianapolis, nothing was denied, but a lot of things were delayed. And I guess the best way to describe why I seek a third term is I want to finish the job.
You spoke with the candidates about high interest issues, and that includes public safety. Both candidates have focused a lot of campaign attention on crime, policing, and the justice system.
That's right. We've heard a lot about any number of themes revolving around crime, from a dangerous downtown to a lack of police officers and a need to address more root causes of violence.
And criminal homicide numbers in Indianapolis fluctuated over the past several years.
Mm-hmm. Indianapolis, like other metros, experienced a record number of homicides following the pandemic. In 2021, the city recorded 250 criminal homicides. Now, those numbers have ticked down since, but are still trending higher than pre-pandemic. Shreve focused on the need for more law enforcement.
We need enough police on the streets because we're in this sort of just reactive staffing level where they can respond to the the violence, but there's no ability to be community-facing, proactive, in front of neighborhood associations, listening, getting ahead of some of the challenges that we have here.
The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department has worked to hire more police officers for years. Last year, they bumped up pay and included a sign-on bonus in an effort to improve their recruitment. Now, Hogsett highlighted his three-year violence reduction plan, which is funded with $150 million American Rescue Plan Act funds. And that includes money for grassroots groups who work to address root causes of violence. He says he's trying to solve what he sees as the core issue.
The truth is, gun violence is our most important challenge as a community, and we're not alone in that regard. I mean, every major urban area in the country is struggling with gun violence, but we are, I think, making some progress by reducing the level and the volume of gun violence that we experience.
You also talked to the candidates about affordable housing.
Both Hogsett and Shreve agree on one thing. We need more housing stock. And Hogsett noted his administration committed millions of federal funding to increase affordable housing.
We've made historic investments over the course of the pandemic period in making more units of affordable housing available for more residents of our city.
And there's still a shortage of units, especially for very low-income residents, with inflation and other housing costs on the rise. And rent has also jumped up for many people. Shreve focused on that issue.
If you're a renter, you also saw this past year, over the prior year, rent rate growth of 8%. And so the cost of housing, whether you own it or you're paying for it by the month, is growing more quickly than your income is. And that's just really putting the press on people.
Infrastructure investment has also been top of mind. What are candidates saying about how to fix roads and improve sidewalks and safety for pedestrians?
The administration has been able to increase funding over the past few years. There's been a lot of focus on a five-year plan to invest $1.2 billion in Indy infrastructure. Hogsett talked about that.
It does go disproportionately to our major thoroughfares because those are the roads that are used the most and the most densely traveled. But to their credit, the City County Council over the last three or four budget cycles has dedicated more than $100 million to neighborhood and residential streets.
Shreve points out growing counties in central Indiana are feeling the impact of inequitable state funding for road improvements.
We, Marion County, cannot do this, cannot get there on our own. This mayor will work with the mayoral leadership in our donut counties to advocate vigorously with the General Assembly for some rationalized formula for funding our infrastructure.
So working with state lawmakers and avoiding pushback from the state house can be tricky. How do candidates say that work is going?
Well, Hogsett says progress is already happening. He points to a law passed in the most recent legislative session that changes a piece of the state funding formula to benefit road improvements in Indianapolis.
That's a signal that even the Indiana General Assembly, which has historically been overwhelmed by this tripwire of the rural versus urban divide, I think that there's been a warming of those relationships.
Shreve agrees that state and local governments can and should work together better. But if a Democratic majority continues at the city-county building, it's possible the Republican majority at the State House will continue to find faults in other measures between bus rapid transit lines, tenant rights, no right turn on red. We've seen that several times in the past few years.
So what does Jefferson Shreve say we should do to work better with lawmakers?
Well, he says he is well positioned to work with a Republican majority and with his history on the council, work across the aisle locally as well.
I think I'm going to be able to persuade some that this agenda just makes sense. And if you'll work with me, we're going to lift our region hand in hand, county, council, and state.
Marion County voters will choose between the candidates Election Day, Tuesday, November 7th.
Thanks, Jill. And again, a reminder to listeners, the answers we shared here are part of a longer conversation and interviews with both candidates, and you can find those at WFYI.org.
That's WFYI News Now for today, produced by the following people who live in your community: Darian Benson, Kendall Antron, Abriana Heron, and me, Sarah Neil Estes. We hope you will subscribe and share and find us wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening.